Our next story is about a remarkable band called Los Insontles, the Mockingbirds. Here's a taste from their new album, Raza de Oro, or Golden People.
Thank you, Lord, for another day. Help my brother along his way. And please bring peace to the neighborhood.
What makes Los Insontles remarkable is there's no big record label at work here. They're mostly a bunch of kids who walked in the door of a tiny nonprofit cultural center in San Pablo, California. We invited them to come in and perform some of their more traditional songs for us, and here they are, along with their leader, Eugene Rodriguez. Rodriguez is a third-generation Mexican-American, and he says the whole idea was to create a place for kids in San Pablo to hang out.
Our neighborhood, it's known more for problems than for good things. Our actual center is actually an ex-liquor store. We got together to transform this little liquor store into a cultural space where we teach music, dance, arts and crafts. We create CDs and make documentaries. It's a little like a little factory of cultural workers.
I want to draw into the conversation one of the young people you attracted. This is Hugo Arroyo, who's now the lead singer on a lot of the songs on this CD. And Hugo Arroyo, you started attending the community center soon after it was founded. What brought you through the door?
Well, I hate to say it, but I was bored. There was nothing really to do in our neighborhood. And when I was 8 years old, I went to see the movie La Bamba, which is a story about Ritchie Valens. And then I found out that there were guitar lessons after school, and that's when I started with Eugene.
I want to ask you about one of the songs on this CD, Soy Mexicano Americano. Eugene, this is a song about being, as the title says, Mexican-American. What is the story behind this song?
Well, I think a lot of Mexican-Americans, at least myself, feel split. Sometimes you have a white American saying that we're not American enough and Mexican saying that we're not Mexican enough. And so, you know, this song really says it with clarity and with pride that this is who I am. And the song was actually written during the Chicano movement back in the early 70s. And it's just amazing to me how these many years later it's developing a whole new resonance with a whole new generation of Mexican Americans.
Por mi madre yo soy Mexicano. Por destino soy Americano.
We opened for a very famous Mexican rock band called Jaguares, and the audiences are rock and rollers. They're young Mexican kids. There we were playing traditional songs, singing corridos, which are traditional ballads. And these kids, you can see the transformation in their faces from kind of expecting the mosh pit and the electric guitars. But when they heard us, something about what we were saying really resonated with them. And they started to really look and listen to the words that we were singing. And with some of them even singing along.
Por mi madre yo soy mexicano. Por destino soy americano. Yo soy de la raza de oro. Yo soy mexico-americano.
I have a question for Marisa Batista. You are 17 years old now, and I hear you grew up in the States. Did you grow up with this kind of music in your house?
Somewhat, not so much as traditional of music that I've learned at the center, but, you know, we'd listen to salsa, and I grew up listening to music by Selena, so I had it in my house, but I learned more about it when I got to Los Insontles.
And what was it that brought you in the door at Los Insontles?
Actually, I originally wanted to take piano and got a flyer at school. I went there and I saw that they were dancing and singing, and I knew that I had to do it, so I started as soon as I could.
Eugene Rodriguez, on this album, you tackle some current, very hot-button political issues. I want to ask you about one song in particular, and this is Estado de Vergüenza, which means state of shame. This is written in response to the Arizona immigration law.
Yeah, to be honest, I was a little concerned when we first came out with it, but I think our approach really isn't so political or divisive. It's really more about unity and just the humanity of the issue. Just 2 days ago, we were playing in front of a bunch of high school students in Oakland, about 85% Latino. Almost all the kids spoke Spanish. And when I told them that we were singing this song about Arizona, one of the kids yelled out, "Dang," as if we dared to do that. But I think it's important as a community that we dare to say what we have to say, because that's our contribution to the country.
Estado de vergüenza. Me has hecho con tu miedo y tu temor. En vez de ser famoso por tu hermosura, tú tienes fama de racismo y rencor.
When we first started teaching back in the 80s, it was a little bit like getting kids to take their medicine. You know, here, take some culture. It's good for you. And so, but when all these kids came from Mexico, all of a sudden, they wanted to do it. They came in off the streets on their own. They weren't with their parents. They wanted to learn trumpet and or accordion because the music was very popular on the street in their homes. And I think that also gave a real vitality to the music because if the kids are dancing it, then it has that rhythmic vitality, you know. It's quite alive.
When the kids are dancing, when they're coming in the door without you having to drag them in, is that what counts as a successful day for you?
Well, absolutely. And also when I see the kids in the room right now who have been with us since they were 4 or 5 and now they're 13 or 16 or 17 and they want to stay and their identity is wrapped up in the work that we do, it makes me extremely proud and extremely happy.
I have a question for Maria Ramirez. Maria, you are 13 years old, I understand.
Yes.
And I'm told you moved to the States from Mexico and that you play an instrument that probably a lot of American listeners might not be familiar with. Tell us what it is.
It's the quijada, which is the jawbone of a donkey.
The jawbone of a donkey. So what does it actually look like?
Well, it looks like a jawbone and it has the teeth, which I scrape to get the sound out of.
What do you scrape them with?
It's an antler from a deer.
Aha. Uh-huh. Give us a little sense of what that sounds like. Wow. And that's all with a deer horn and a donkey jawbone. Now, I hear this is featured on El Awaluca.
A song from Veracruz. This is a style of music that we love to play called Son Jarocho.
Okay. Something you don't hear every day. That's music featuring the quijada, the jawbone of a donkey. And that's Los Insontles performing for us from member station KQED. Their new album is called Raza de Oro. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.